Penguin Random House Audio presents Marauder, a novel of the Oregon Files by Clive Cussler and Boyd Morrison. Read for you by Scott Brick. Chapter 1. Strait of Malacca. Captain Omar Rahal tracked the small boat racing across the placid waters of the narrow strait. It was approaching his California-bound oil tanker from dead ahead, and far too quickly to be a fishing boat. He'd tried to raise them on the radio, but there was no response. It meant only one thing. Pirates. Using his binoculars, he could see that the boat was full of men armed with guns, but there was nothing he could do to avoid them. The Dahar was more than 300 meters long, and the strait between Malaysia and the Indonesian island of Sumatra was barely 3 kilometers across at its narrowest point. The ponderous ship would be impossible to turn around, and the speedboat would easily outmaneuver any attempt to ram it. "Increase to full speed," he nevertheless told the executive officer. "We're not going to make the Dahar an easy target. Such high velocity for a ship as big as theirs was risky in these tight confines, even with calm seas. But he couldn't let them hijack his ship without doing something." As the XO ordered full power, Rahal activated the shipwide intercom. "Now hear this, men. We have hostiles off our bow. They are armed and mean to board us. Initiate emergency lockdowns and go to your action stations. Do not, I repeat, do not attempt to fight them." He didn't want any crew members to die on his watch. The boat passed behind the bow of the Dahar so that Rahal could no longer see it. He went to the port bridge wing so he could watch for it over the side of the ship. They came back into view, and he could now make out 7 men clad in T-shirts and armed with automatic rifles. There had to be an 8th.